The television flashes before my young eyes, showing bright colors and fun sounds that tickle my pre-adolescent mind. I sit in anticipation, anxious for my favorite program, Barney and Friends. It begins and I sit in awe. The episode starts like any other. Barney and his pals sing happily for me and bright colors dance upon the screen. I was enthralled by this and I sit there happily in a trance-like state. Barney and his companions are going on safari to see lots of wild animals, and as they trek and hunt, I become more and more interested until it appeared. The monster approached before Barney's friends, and I gasped in horror. They greet the beast with glee and song, but the perpetual fang grin mocked me, and its blank, emotionless eyes pierced my soul. I was horrified that I at once needed my mother. I go running around my abode in pure terror. Where is she? Where is my beloved mother? Why has she abandoned me in my time of need? Mommy, 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 I yell in fierce repetition, with tears clouding my vision and fear filling my small heart. I feel abandoned and lost, a boy with no mother, an orphan sent out in the cruel, harsh world to fend for himself. Then, when all hope was lost, she appeared before me, hair and body cloaked in towels, soaking wet, still covered in soot, my mother. At last, she had heard my wails and came to my rescue, to rescue me from the monstrosity that was summoned before me. She tells me that all will be fine and that my nightmare will be over soon. She calms me and soothes me until all fear evaporates and I once again at peace. I shall never forget that feast or that day, though. It is forever etched in my mind.